The Gemara continues, Daf Samach Dalid, Omid Beis, on the top line. Omar Rova, Deke Maslisin Kavosei de Rav. We had a machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, on Samach Dalid, Omid Aleph. How to understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, the beginning of the Perek Shnei Seirei, on Daf Samach Beis, Omid Aleph. If you have the two Seirim, so if it's before the Hagrola and one of them died, so there's no problem. Everyone agrees, you take another's goat and you pair it up. There's no shame yet on the goat before the Hagrola. So you end up being with two Seirim that you're making Hagrola on currently. Who cares one died? Nothing took place yet. However, Zokta Mishnah and Dav Samach Beis, Misha Higil, if let's say one of them died after the Hagrola, so now you have to bring a whole other pair. You can't just take another goat and replace the one that died. But then the one that you're replacing is not Ayadei Hagrola, it's Ayadei default. If the Mishtalech died, you bring a Mishtalech. The Mishtalech, at the end of the day, is not Ayadei Hagrola, it's Ayadei because you called the Mishtalech automatically. Or if the Lashem died, you're just bringing a Lashem. That's not Hagrola. So you bring another two, you make a Hagrola, you created a new Lashem or a new Lazozel, replacing the one that died, and now you end up with three. Because one of them died from the first pair, you have one left and two new ones. So that the remaining one is Yirachi Yistoyev. Now, which one is the remaining one? So that's Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Is the one that's Yirachi Yistoyev the original partner from the first one that died? Or is Yirachi Yistoyev from the one that lost the girl the second time? The Nafkamina is, do you say that the first one is out of commission because it's Nitche? And Balachayim on Nitchim, once the partner died, it's out. So who then it's out now? And everything takes place with the second one? Or do you say Balachayim on not Nitchim? And Mitzvah Berishoyna, you start with the first. So now you picked one, replacing the one that died. And the second one, either Lashem or Lazozel, depends which one remains, will not be from the new pair, but rather will be, not the one from the new pair that replaced, but rather from the original one that remained alive. That is one Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Mishnah after that continues, in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because we'll see soon in the gate today's Omid, but we'll get back to the Mishnah in a second. Let's first, the first part of the Mishnah, so the Gemara continues now, Omar Rova, Deika Masnissin Kabosi de Rav. Rav Shita was that Balachayim are Nirin, not Nitchin. Nirin means that you don't say that in Nitchin. You go back to the first. And Rabbi Yochanan Shita was Balachayim and Nitchin. You go to the second. So Omar Rova Deikam Asisin Kavotzei de Rav. I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah like Rav Shita that you go to the original one to the first, and the Yirachi story is on the second one. Ubraise Kavotzei de Rabbi Yochanan that says Balachayim and Nitchin, and you go to the second one. Masisin Kavotzei de Rav Dikatoni Imshel Shei Meis. If the one that was Lashem died. So now when you make the new girl, Zesh Olav La'Goyrel Hashem, Yizkayim Tachtov. So now the one that won the second girl is going to take replace the Lashem that died. Yizkayim Tachtov. And then it says in the Mishnah, Ve'idoch, the word Ve'idoch is Mashma Idoch, is not in the one that you just replaced Yizkayim Tachtov. You just made a girl. And you said, this Lashem that I just picked out is Kaim Tachtav in place of the Lashem that died. And then it says, V'idoch. V'idoch connotes. V'idoch is mashma. V'idoch, back to the other pair, the original pair. V'idoch, that means the first one, k'dekoyikoy. Not V'idoch, the partner of the second girl. But V'idoch, the Gemara is medayik now. V'idoch means the other pair. The other pair's original one is k'dekoyikoy and not Yirachi Yistoyev on the first, but rather the second one is Yirachi Yistoyev. That's Kavosei de Rav. V'idoch k'dekoyikoy. So that's a raya like Rav. B'raise Kavosei de Rav Yochanan. The b'raise is a mashmoy is like a Yochanan that says that you say nitches, you say balachayim nitchin, and you go to the second pair. The Katoni, it says in a b'raise. Sheni, meaning, any the Sheni is going to be Yirachi Yistoyev. The second one is going to be Yirachi Yistoyev, the one that's now extra. So Sheni, the extra one, any idea, The Braisa says, the Sheni that you say Yirat Sheistoyev, who is the second one that we're referring to? Are we referring to the partner of the original one that died? Or are we talking about the partner of the one that won out a second girl? Sheni, this Sheni that we're saying Yirat Sheistoyev, the Braisa says, any day I don't know, Im Sheni Shebezug Rishon, if it's going on the Sheni of the first pair, Im Sheni Shebezug Sheni. Now, Zok the Braisa Kshu Oimer Yomat Chai, it says since it says Yomat Chai, that the one that's going to be Mishtaleach, before it's Mishtaleach, is Yom Atchai, next to the one that's going to be Lashem, Kshu'oime Yom Atchai, V'loi Shechaveiroi Meis, meaning, who died? The first partnership, the first Agrola. So it says over here, Yom Atchai, now currently, from this new Agrola, and not Yom Atchai from whose partner died in the first Agrola. V'loy shechaveiro meis. Now, my mashma, where's the mashma? Is Yom Atchai that is going on the second Agrola is the one that's going to be the one that's Yom Atchai and not going to be Yirat Shistoyev? Because the first pair is going to be Baal Chaim Nitchin. My mashma, Yom Atchai v'loy shekvar omad. Meaning, the Yomad Chai is Mashma, it's Yomad. It's the, we see Rashi, but it's the Mashmois. It's the first time that it's Omad Chai. The first pair, we're assuming, let's say, that Lashem died. Lashem died. You made a new Goro, you replaced the Lashem. Now, then it's going to be Yomad Chai. Who's going to be Yomad Chai? Who's going to be the one that's going to be the Lazozel? Not the original of the first pair, but because that one is already Omad Chai. That one already had a process of Yomad Chai before his partner of Lashem died. Yomad Chai means Yomad, now, first time. No two chances in Yomad Chai. Yomad Chai is a one-time thing. So one-time thing. So it's the second pair that's going to be Yomad Chai. Because Baal Chai Matak Nitchin. So it's a right, Rabbi Yochanan Baal Chai Nitchin. Yomad currently, Yomad Chai. And that means that the first one is Yirat Sheistoyev, and the second one is going to be the Yom Atchai. V'loy shekvar omad. So it's from the second pair. Zogt Rashi. Yom Atchai, on the narrow line, the first narrow line. V'loy shekvar omad. V'loy shekvar omad v'nitchai de mitzas chaveiroi. Not one that was already once upon a time omad and was pushed off because of mitzas chaveiroi. V'achshuvu bo lachzo v'lamoid. And now he has a second chance, a second time to be Yom Atchai. Yom Atchai. Amida achas v'loishte amidas. The loshon of yomad is a mashmois of one time. And if you're going back to the first, then it's really twice. It's two times that is yomad chai. Before the partner died, and now a second time after the agrola is yomad chai. So we have a tanya kavos the rav that it's going back to the rishon, is nirin, and a tanya kavos the b'yoychanon from the Braisa and mashmois from the Mishnah like rav, and a mashmois from the Braisa like the b'yoychanon, the baal chaim and nitchin, and you go to the second one. What'd you say? What do you mean a new makar? We're trying to bring a machloek. There's a machloek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Which one is the one that's Yirat Sheistoyev? And which one is the one that's going to be the partner of the new Hagrola? Machloek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a mashmois in the Mishnah one way and a mashmois in the Brais another way. This is not the makar of Baal Chaim Nitchin. This is the mashmois like Rabbi Yochanan Shita and a mashmois like Rav Shita. Rav argues on Baal Chaim Nitchin. The Machlok is a Baal Chaim Nitchin.
I know, but the Gemara before said that they have a Machlok is a Makaris. One learns it from here, one learns it from here. If you already have a Makar, the Baal Chaim Nitchin, you don't need the special grace because of the Baal Chaim. Right? Typically, the Baal Chaim Nitchin. Why wouldn't it be Nitchin?
I mean, you have to go to the second one because of Baal Chaim Nitchin. But the Mandomer that argues on Baal Chaim Nitchin, he doesn't have that Makar. He has a mashmois. There's a mashmois in the Braisa that says that you say Baal Chaim Nitchin. He argues on the Makar Baal Chaim Nitchin. But there's a mashmois in the Braisa that you go to the second. Because Yomad Chai, Veloish Kvar Omad. I argue on the Makar Baal Chaim Nitchin, but now we're not being Matche Rav, we're not saying it can't be like, it's a Tanya Kavosei. There's a mashmois in the Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, there's a mashmois in the Mishnah like Rav. Does Rav argue on Baal Chaim Nitchin? Yes. Is this a stira to a shita? No. But it, there's a mashmois like a Yochanan in the etzim yomad first time.
It's like a third time, right? They already had makaris for it, and here we need a special teres kasa, but we're still.
Why is this a teres kasa? There's a mashmois like the shita bal chaim nitchin, and there's a mashmois of mashmois that you're going to the first pair, mashmois going to the second pair. Not mehilchas bal chaim nitchin. It's a mashmois in yomad chai. Yomad chai one timer, or mashmois in the Mishnah where it says what's it called? V'idach k'dekoyik doi. V'idach is a mashmois that you're going to the original.
The Mishnah doesn't say that in the Mishnah.
Now, and what do you do with the other one? It's mashma, the zeshel shame is yiskayim tachtov. The idach is a mashmoy kirikoi. The idach kirikoi koi. The idach kirikoi koi means the other one remains. We don't discuss the partner of the first pair. The idach is our dia kirikoi koi. Zog the Gemara tnan. The oid omer Rabbi Yehuda. Nishbach adam yomes mishtaleach. Oh, so now let's look back at the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah, there was really a turi machloikas. There was Reb Yehuda and Chachomim in the Mishnah. So after we brought this din of making another girl and the sheni zirat sheistoev, and we're not sure what the sheni is, when machloikas raven abiyachanon, the Mishnah says, why is it zirat sheistoev? Number one, why zirat sheistoev? Why not put it to death? She'ein chatas tzibur meisa. Chachomim in the Mishnah hold, there's no such thing as putting it to death. And we explained, because the Chomish Chatois HaMesas, it doesn't apply by three of the Nekudas, by Tzibur. You can't have Tzibur, the Bailan dying, the 600,000 people that can't die. You can't have Nekeva, you can't have Tmugai De Shutfin. So Tzibur, all three don't apply, so the other two don't apply either. So it's not Mesa. If it's the Schala Be'acher, if it's Achashana, it's going to be not Mesa. So you have to be Yirat Shistoiv. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda, in the end of the Mishnah, says, Rabbi Yehuda im etomus. Number one, I argue on the din of Yirat Sheistoev that you could have chat the Tzibur Meisa. V'oidom Rabbi Yehuda, another Nekuda Rabbi Yehuda argues on, Nishbach Adam, not when the animal is alive, Bal Chaim Nitchin. Much a later state, Nishbach Adam, that means the dam that's about to be sprinkled from the Chatas Lashem, from the soil Lashem, Nishbach Adam, Yomis HaMishtaleach. Once it's Nishbach, so you have to have, the partnership is over. He holds Bal Chaim and Nitchin. Not just Bal Chaim, but even the Kois itself. So Nishbach Adam, Yom is a Mishtaleach. Yom is a Mishtaleach, you have to put the partner to death. Because again, his shita is that there's no problem of putting to death of Chatz Tzibur Meisa. And he, that's one Akudi argues. And he says that Bal Chaim and Nitchin. Because Nishbach Adam, Yom is a Mishtaleach. So there's two nekudas that Rabbi Yehuda is mentioning. One is the va'oid, another nekuda. Now, if you hold chachomim, agree to Bal Chaim Nitchin, then it's not two nekudas. Va'oid is saying Rabbi Yehuda is arguing another point. Number one, I argue on the point of chatz tzibur meisa. I say it could be meisa over here. And you don't say Yirat Shistoev, V'oid, I hold Bal Chaim Nitchin, and you seem to imply you don't hold Bal Chaim Nitchin. So now that's going to be telling the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechelon, do you say Bal Chaim Nitchin? The V'oid is mashma that Rabbi Yehuda is Ang Nechomim in the second Akuda. Zog the Gemara, Tnan, V'oid Om Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yomus. It's Nishbach Adam, the V'oid is the second Akuda that he says Yomus, meaning, number one, Chatas Tzibur Meisa. And also, there's a din of Bal Chaim Nitchin. V'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam Yomus. Yomus HaMishtaleach. Meis HaMishtaleach. Yishofach Adam. Again, because it's Nitcha. Meis HaMishtaleach. It's Yishofach Adam. So, Dr. Gemara. Bishlam El Rabbi Yochanan, Bal Chaim Nitchin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that we just finished saying, that Bal Chaim and Nitchin. And that's why you go to the second pair. Mishumachi Yomus HaMishtaleach. I understand why Yomus HaMishtaleach. If Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach, Bal Chaim Nitchin, you have to get rid of the Mishtaleach. El olagav doma Bal Chaim and Nitchin. According to Rav, Bal Chaim and not Nitchin. According to Rav, we said that you can go back to the partner of the first pair. Meaning, if the Mishtaleach is still around, so why are you going to the Mishtaleach? Why is it Yom HaMishtaleach? Just because the blood spilled from the Lashem, utilize the Mishtaleach that's still standing. Ela l'Rav de Omar, Balachai Menin Nitchin, Amai Yom HaMishtaleach, let him remain. What's wrong with the first pairs? Mishtaleach, why is it Yomus? So we see clearly in Rabbi Yehuda's din, that's only going to coincide, Bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan wants to coincide his din according to Rabbi Yehuda also. So Bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan, Balachayim Nitchin, that's why Yom HaMishtaleach, like Rabbi Yehuda says, Ela l'Rav don Balachayim Enan Nitchin, why is it Yom HaMishtaleach? On that Rav says, I never said my din, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Omaloch Rav, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda loy kaamino. I never said my din Alibid Rabbi Yehuda that holds Balachayim Enan Nitchin, and that's why Yomus, Ki amina Alibid Rabbonon. I am saying this according to Rabbonon, that are bar pluktis of Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold Balachayim Enan Nitchin. And they tackle hold Yirat She'istoev. Rabbanon arguing two nekudas, we said. One is, Yirat She'istoev, Chatz HaTzibur is not Meso, can't be Meso. And number two, we don't hold of Yom HaMishtaleach, because we don't say Baal HaChaim Nitchin. So Rav, Omelach Rav, that my din that I said, that you go back to the first pair, and you say it's not Nitchin, it's not a Libet Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Libet Rabbanon, the Mapluk of Rabbi Yehuda. Omelach Rav, a Libet Rabbi Yehuda loy kamino, ki amino a Libet Rabbanon. So now the Gemara says, Bishlem l'gav b'ho pligi. According to Rav, we take have two machloikas. It's very geschmack, the v'oid. According to Rav, according to the Rabbonon, Balachayim and Anitchin, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying, v'oid, another nekuda. Not just I argue on the din of Yirat She'istoev, but rather Yomus. And also v'oid, Balachayim and Anitchin. Because otherwise, what's Mishnah repetition saying, v'oid? Balachayim Nitchin is not a machloikas. Balachayim Nitchin, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbonon agreed to too. This is good for the machloikas. The second void, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanon also agree balachayim and nitchin. So where's their void over here? What's void? There's no void in Rabbi Yehuda. It's not being mechadish another nekuda. Zok Rashi. Bishlem el Rav b'ho pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon b'hai void the sefer. Elul Rabbi Yochanan d'omer Rabbanon nami b'sheni shebezuk rishon amu yira. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon also agree that the Yirat She'istoev is going on b'sheni shebezuk rishon. Why? Because Balachayim Anitchin. So b'may pligi Rabbi Yochanan alai u'bach sefer toni v'oid. What's the lashon of oid? That's one akuda. But that we know already from a line before that. We already said that. Look at the Mishnah again. We already said the din. Zok the Mishnah. On both of them, of course. Of course it is. Both are chatos. One is a chatos mesa and one is a chatos azazel. Zok the Mishnah. Vashen yirat she'istoy b'yimoch v'ipadom nedova. She'ein chatos tzibur mesa. Rabbi Yehuda and Thomas, boom. Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, Chatzitzibu Mesa, does it apply here or not? That's one machloikas. V'oid, we noticed already that it's Chatzitzibu is Mesa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'oid, Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma Adam, Yom HaMishtaleach. So it's not telling me that it's Mesa, Mesa we just said already. Elamites tell me the din of Balachayim Nitchin. So we see Rabbanon argue. So that's only good according to Rav, that taken machloikas. Bishlam el Rabo pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. El Rabbi Yochanan b'may pligi. What's the void? Zog the Gemara. Omar Rove. Ha'amrinon. Daika masnisin kavos el Rav. So Rove answers. We already said that the Mishnah has a mashmois like Rav. The Hainu that Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda argue on the din of Balachayim Nitchin. We just said Masnis in the Kavosei the Rav and Brisa Kavosei the Rabbi Yochanan. Masnis in Kavosei the Rav that Balachayim are not Nitchin. And that was the whole word in V'idoch. The V'idoch means Kedekoi Koi is going on the first pair. The first one is going to be brought and the Yirat She'istoev on the second one. So you're asking me now a Kasha that Bishlem L'Rav, this Machlok Zemini Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the void? We already said the Mishnah is Meduyak like Rav and not like Rabbi Yochanan. So you already asked me a kasha now that we see from the Mishnah what's challenge of Oid if everyone agrees Balachayim Nitchin and Chamitz. That's fair. The Mishnah is Mashmois, is like Rav, that Balachayim Nitchin is a Machloik, is Rav Yudin, Rabbonon. Zogt Rashi before that, ki koma alibi de rabbonon. Midikom agab Yehuda v'oid lashminon de balachayim nitchin. Michlal de shamina le rabbonon. Rabbonon that argue. Da'am yishenish shebezug rishoin. Korev. Rabbonon argue, and they say that the second one of the first pair is going to be nikrav, because they hold balachayim anad nitchin. V'shenish shebezug sheni yirat sheistoev. Shein tchata tzibu meso. V'os lafrugi alai betarti. And it's a two machloikers. The kamriso ain't chatas tibur meso. On the number, nukuda number one, you said chatas tibur is meso. Ani oimet tomus. That's one nukuda Rabbi Yehuda argues. Va'oid loy bezesh shamatim all of yira ani oimet yomus. Not of the one that you said yira. Do I argue and say yomus? Elohu yikav. I hold that one should be brought. V'sheni shebezuk rishon is yomus. But the sheni shebezuk rishon is the one that's yomus because the second one, the first one is taka balachaim nitchin. Not the one that you said about Yira, meaning on the second pair, on the new Agrola, because you hold it's not Nitchin. Avoid, I hold that no. Yomus is going, Aniyami Yomus, Elohi Yikav, Vishenish Shepizuk, Rishon is Yomus. The Yomus is going on the first pair, because Balachayim attacking Nitchin. All right, we'll stop over here. Tanan, the Gemara continues, full answer on the bottom.